Holding your has some bays and Rashi's. The Rashi Hani Mili Al Peh. It's right before the end of the narrow lines in Rashi. Three lines up. Maybe you'll say this halacha of Kim Shevik Shu and Chazar Mag. It only applies to the Haggadah B'Peh. He got him made with Bezin. Belacher Kedibur Bar Lashanas. So the person is actually standing in Bezin. He's made it, and then he wants to change some elements, so he can't keep a shigat shuvin because they're maggot. Al bashtar loy, maybe bashtar doesn't apply. The haggadah see because it says in lo yagir and osavona. Maybe we don't look at a star as an act of haggadah. So we quote a Rish Lakish that that's not so. Not so. That any machasumim al shtar nasa kimishenecher do some bebezdin, and therefore it has the status of haggadah. The keep a shigat shuvin because they're maggot. I wanted to mention to you yesterday the Ritva. Ritva says we know that we know Kim Shekin Shuvin Chazar Magid from the Chiyav Korban. He says because if you could add and, or correct, why would you be Chayav Korban? Just correct. The person says he doesn't know, so now he'll say that he knows. So he'd be able to correct himself. Apparently, you get one shot. Okay, so therefore, Rabbi says it's not what Rabbi Chama said. Rabbi says a second version of Rabbi Chama. He's going on the Reisha. And even with the Pesha Osir, he can only say, Eldan Rimachas the Foshas. And so that's why they were nanit, because the Mishnah has three cases. One of the cases that they say, Nusim Yinu, it means Machas the Foshas. They're not claiming to be Rishoyim by saying so. We came in the law of Sabchinan, and we don't have a kiyum without them. Habatechadibur, Akrua, Lasadusayu, their Techadibur, they're being Oiker, their Aedis of kiyum, a Pesha Osir, hit the Peh, which created the problem. John was asking yesterday, creating the problem. So we hear, I mean, from their presentation, having the shtar be valid is a problem because they hold it's not valid. So the peshas or the peh which claim that they signed and therefore there's a problem, it made the knot. Hitzer also did the knot, took away the problem by saying that they were innocent.
So what we're saying is that why you, this puzzle by if it's talking about machruvim bezin, and the chiddush is that it's teaching us that he gets to go out and yavol if it was only a 2 or 3 year sale.
But if they would claim, but they would come along and say they're a nusim achus moman, ain't it a mesim atzer roshim? Ain't a neman lipsul atzmoi meches kosoi? He has no ability to be believed in that statement. The korav who etzel atzmoi, the korav posel leidus, he's not a valid aid to testify about that fact about himself. Okay. So, even though you have a Pesha Osir, Pesha Hitzer, and what he's saying is his Kiyum is not a Kiyum, but we're saying that even in a Pesha Osir, Pesha Hitzer, if you can't believe both parts of the statement, you can't use a Pesha Osir, Pesha Hitzer, and we can't accept this statement. That they were psulim machos, that they were anusim machos moment, because they would be passing themselves, but they can't do.
That means that all
the
are
passing
themselves.
Right, say that they're reshoim. So I want to point out one thing over here. The Tosfos is read. I can't tell you where it is in your page. That the more quotes Rish Lakish, anyone with so much time, nothing because she actually does some bez, and mine is 4 lines from the bottom. He quotes it to Sefta that this did a kibun shekin shuvin chazar magid only kicks in after the chakira, after the edim or nechakira. Once there's a chakira's edim, we've mivarved all the protim, that's what we say kibun shekin shuvin chazar magid. But until we've clarified all of the elements of the edim, they can change. So that's why it's important to say nasim kibisha nechakirizim abezdin, and that's why they can't, there's a problem kibun shekin shuvin chazar magid. Okay. That, back in the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan.
But I mean, you know, It's interesting that, I mean, we say generally that an edus has to be given orally. You can't give edus through a document, right?
Right.
Here it's there's more of an equation between the document and edus.
Well, actually,
because you can't is the problem of giving testimony through shtars because you can't question.
No, there's general. The pasuk says al pi shnayim edim. Rashi says al pi. Below you, the Gemara. Rashi's Gemara here is going to bring it down. In your testimony, and Davchof and Aleph, that this is in al pi. It has to be Chof and Aleph. Has to be done by pe. There's a question in the Rishonim. So why is the shtar acceptable? The Rambam says shtar is a derbanan. The problem of the Rambam is that, you know, get is a shtar, and clearly get is the raisa. Shtar kedushin is, you know, what does Rambam mean? It's a derbanan. Rechaim says, this is a piece of Rechaim. Rechaim Halevi Ish Brisk is what we call him. But the basic mahalach is there clearly is a mention of a concept of shtar in the psukim, so we have to say that the shtar functions differently. Shtar functions differently than edus piksav. Edus piksav is I take my information and I send it to Bezdin. And Bezdin is getting my edus. Shtar is there's a new concept called a shtar, which the Torah allowed, and the shtar functions under its own rubric. But what Rish Lakish is adding is that rubric is also a concept of edus. With the mile of Chakir, etc. And each one of the Rishonim has a different way to say why a shtar is, what exactly is this new rubric called shtar. But there's a new concept called shtar, which is the new Parsha Vedas. It's not the regular Parsha Vedas, it's up. We'll talk about it more when we get to the Chof, a case where the Edim don't remember what it says in the shtar. They're coming to him behind the shtar, but they don't remember what it says in the shtar, what happens over there. Okay. Tarabonan. Ein nemanim the poslei. So this price is going back in the case of the ratio. So divrei meir. Chama nemanim. So chama say peshas a peshahiter, and they can passel to say anusim ktanim or psuliatis. But Rameir says no. The kiyum is a kiyum. And the psul is not a psul. They don't pass at the shtar. We don't give them the money to pass at the shtar. So that's the more abishtam of the rabbanon ki tamayo shepesh also hu apesha hitter. We understand the reasoning of the chachamim is because of pesha aser. So even though these statements against a shtar, which is validated, are not believed, like the Mishnah says in the Sefer, but since it's a pesha aser, they're believed. El the remeir, my time. Why would a mayor say they're not nemen to pasul? Okay. So the mercy like this. Let's go through the. We have three scenarios. They claim the nusim. They claim katanim. But they claim psuliatis. So we could argue this bishlam psuliatis. We could argue that the reason why a mayor holds that they're not nemen to the pasul. Because Ma'al of Agufe Mikora made a Dayak Umachtim. That part of the strength of a shtar is we assume that the Malva, or the person who's writing the document, there's a Chazakah, he's only going to put somebody in the shtar which is kosher. Okay. So therefore, And Rameir holds that chazaka, that halachic assumption, that Malva Gubba made it, Mikar made it, Daik Umachtim, is so strong that the Edom are not believed to say that was not so. Kektanim Nami, Kedim Shem Melokish, Damarish Lokish, Chazaka, and Edom Chesim El Shalom, Ken Nasa Begodel. That there is an assumption which Tosha says that this is that the logic behind Rish Lakish is Malba Gufa Medek Dayek. But Rish Lakish was specifically talking about a case of he was talking about specifically the issue of cotton versus gadol. So Rish Lakish said there's a chazaka that you wouldn't have the Edom sign unless the Edom are gadolim. The lashon is a little bit difficult, but that's what it means. That Tosfos says in second shot that Rish Lakish is actually built on the same chazaka. Okay, El Anusim my time, but why if they claim Anusim? Why if they say Anusim? Are they? Why isn't there Pesha Osir? Okay. Now, so Omer Rav Chista, Rukhsaber Meir, Edim Shomer Lehem, Chisim Shekher, Val Teharegu, Yeregu Val Yachtim Shekher. They should be allowed themselves to be killed rather than sign Shekher. Okay. So Rameir holds the Kiddush that the Yarg Bal Yavar on the Israel of Sisa. So they claim that they're Anusim Achuz the Foshes. They'd be making themselves Psulim. And the same way they can't say Anusim Achuz Momen, like we said before, even in the Rabbanan with the Pesher Osir, they cannot claim that they were Psulim. So within according to Mary, even they would say, Machus Nefashas would have the same problem. So Amalei Rava, Rava says back to Rav Chista, Hashti ilu otsu l'kaman l'mluchei. If we had asked what to do, we would tell them, Aminu lo zil chasumu v'latis katlum. Sign and don't be killed. Domer mar, en lucha dover sharmim v'yifnei b'kuch nefesh, Allah v'adis chachav magila rashi chazam v'ovad. There's only three averas which override the concern of Pikuach Nefesh. Hashad the Chosm, Aminu Lahu, Amai Chasmisu? Rabbi's Tanya is that it's not logical to understand Rameir like that there's a din of Yar, that they should let themselves be killed for that thing. I don't know why he has to say the whole Riches. Tosfos points out that Rav in Avodah Zarah we had that Rav said even these three it's only but for Hesed not for Sinah. He said, but even the Machmir who says you do have to only said these three and not more than that. So you're creating a new Shita which is way beyond where Rav himself stands. So that's not Pshat and Rameir. Al time of the Rameir, Kirav Huna Amarav. Lamar Huna Marav, Madam Shah Shakasa Ain Sark Lakaimai. Okay. So what'll be the following scenario? Malva comes to the Loiva. The Shah is not Makuyim. And the Loiva says to the Malva, yes, it was a true Shah, but I paid back the Chayv. So the Loiva has a Pesha also Pesha Hitter. He could have said the star is Mezuyev, because the star is not Mekuyim. He could have said the star is Mezuyev. And had he done so, he would have won. See, he's validating the star, saying, yes, it's true. He's Moed of a star Shekos. He's Moed of this was a real star that was alone, in other words. But he's claiming Purati. So the law is that Rameir holds Moed of a star Shekos, so ain't Sark L'Kaimoy. There's no need to be Mekuyim the star anymore. In other words, he can't say Parati against the star. Because the Malva says, well, if you paid back, why do we still have the star? So the Malva has no need to get independent validation, thereby taking away the Loiva's Migu. The Malva does not need to be Mekayim the star. Once the Malva is Mekayim the star, Loiva has no Migu. He doesn't need to that. This, the Loiva's admission that the star is Makuya, the star is a valid star, is sufficient that the Loiva cannot say Parati connected the star. Okay? So now the question is applying that to our Gemara. So this is Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns that the case was a scenario where the loiva is not is being modest b'shtar shekosu. He's just claiming prodati. So Rameir says we don't need him anymore. So once we don't need him anymore, there's no peshas or need him because there's an independent validation, like to say for the Mishnah. It's a Rashi learns the Gemara. So the Machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim is nothing. It's not mitzad this is the case of the Sefer. So Elamai, what is this the case of the Sefer or not? Rameir holds that the Hodah of the Loiva creates a valid star. So it's the case. It's a valid star. And the Chum hold that it doesn't. So the real Machlokes has nothing to do with the Eidus which comes afterwards. The real Machlokes is in the first stage when the Loiva comes into Bez and it says, so let them argue by the Loiva. That's Machlokes. The correct place to have is Machlokes is a case where the Malva comes to the Loiva and says, here's the Shara, and it's not Makrim. The Loiva says, yes, it was a valid Shara, but I paid. The mayor says that the Malva will collect, and the Chum says the Malva won't collect. So that's the Machlokes. Right? The application now, but what are we made of him afterwards? Yeah, according to the mayor, it's like the safer of the Mishnah. According to the Chum, it's like the race of the Mishnah. Shkoyah. So Tosfos learns differently that that the same way the loiva cannot say, listen, believe me when I say parati, because I could have passed it up the star, because once there's an admission that the star was done, you can't postulate it. So Rameir holds the same thing is true by the Edom. As soon as the Edom walk in and say, yes, we signed, the conversation stops there. But either have a migul that they're saying the truth, you don't use the migul to postulate up the star. The same way the loiva doesn't have, can't use his migul to postulate up the star. So the Edom can't use the migul either to postulate up the star. The strength of a star is once you know the star was made, the strength of the star that it becomes muktzik, that it was done properly, etc. That you even with amigo you can't possible. That's what Tosfos learns tomorrow. We're making a parallel from that machloikus by Moshe Shachakosui to a case of Edom, and that's a chiddush. Not only can the loiva not do that, but even an Edom can't do that. Whether even though they're stronger, okay. Something more. So Rav said, "Gufa Amar of Hunam Rav, Meidu Shasha Kosta in Tzarch L'Kaimoi." Rav says this halacha. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, "Ganuva, Lama Lucha. Why are you stealing this? Why are you plagiarizing it? Easter Lucha Ker Meir, Aim Lucha Ker Meir. Just say the Lucha Ker Meir." As opposed to like making up their own statement and salt not on Alocha, where we're presenting it now, this is the Rameir Shita. Amrle Umar Hechi Sirale, okay. That Rav Huna understood from Rav Nachman, but he's asking this question that he was really questioning the whole halacha. Because once you say it's Rameir Shita, the Chama argue. So all you're doing is saying that you hold like Rameir, so say you hold like Rameir. I want you to admit it's Rameir, and therefore we don't pass on like that. So Rav Huna said, what do you hold? Amrle, so Nachman said to Rav Huna, if we have a scenario where the Malvin level will come to Bezdin, I tell the Malva, Zilu, Kaimu, Shtaraichu, L'chashel Adina. You better be Mekayim your star beforehand, because you're not Mekayim the star. Even the level will be Moida, he has Migo and he would be believed. So Moida B'Shtar Shekosu, Sarach L'Kaimu. You need to be Mekayim it in order to prevent not the Loiva from having a migul. Okay. He could. You would get involved in the Madrid Mixer situation. Now, Rav could hold that it's not that. Remeir is saying it even by Adam. Rav took a case of a Malbin Aloiva. So the Loiva is valid, saying, yes, there was a star, but I paid it back. Remeir says that the way Tosfos learns the Gemara, Remeir is saying that they're not only is that true when the Loiva says that, it's even true when the Edom would have this conversation. Yes, we signed, but we were anusim. Rav could say, by Edom, you can't say, the Edom, I hope like the Chachamim, that the Migel will work, but by the case of a Loiva, the Migel won't work. Right? So, saying a whole like Remeir, that even by Edom you say such a that you say such a thing that there, that ain't Sarach L'Kaimoy, that the Edom can't use the Migel against the Shtar. I never said that. I just said by the Loiva. The Loiva can't use the Migel against the Shtar. Maybe Edom could. Edom are stronger. So Rav doesn't have to necessarily say he's only like Remeir and not like the Chachamim. Rav Nachman holds there no difference. So Rav Nachman is trying to force Rav Huna into that position. Okay, admit that all you're saying is Remeir Shita, and therefore no pasim like that. He says, no, I never. So why are you saying your own statement, which is not Remeir? He says, because I'm not Remeir. That's what Rav's answer would be. Rav Nachman didn't hold that that's a valid chiluk. Okay. Fine. Let's see Rashi. And the one of the post light. It's Rashi in the Chesim Beis. In the wide line, the fifth wide line. Rashi the Masisin, calling. Remeir's coming to argue on the Rashi. So Remeir's said, they're not Nemet the Pasel. Chum said they are, Pesha Osir. Nekiva the Machmas Nefoshes Kamri Nensu Lomafshi Nafshayu Rishoyim. They're not making themselves Rishoyim by saying they signed a case of onus. Okay, Yud Chesam Beis, the wide lines, the Peshoser. Okay, so yeah. Now Rashi says, what about the case of Psuliatis? Once we're introducing that they cannot testify that they were Pesulim by saying that they signed falsely, so saying we were Pesulim because we were Gazlonim is the same problem. Not that we were Gazlonim in this scenario. We're saying we were Pesulim because, you know, we robbed a lot of banks, so we can't sign on the star. It's the same problem. So Rashi, no. Pesulim is the Karmi Hanu Taima Dela Bedusin Mashin Avshai Rishoyim El Damri Krevim Avadim Ayinu. They come and say that at the time we signed, we were relatives, or we were avodim. Actually, now we're freed, but we were avodim then. That signing took place before we were freed, and the avodim have a din like Noshim, they're not kosher v'edus. So there's no problem of being mashan avshay v'shoyim. Okay, so what's on Remeir? So Bishnah and Psuliatis, a Ketanim, or the case of Ketanim, Kivan the Moedim Haim Shashtar Kedin Nichtov. They're not arguing on the story that the Shtar is telling us. Shehalvoi Mekach Emes, they're saying, yes, there was a loan, yes, there was a sale. We had no right to sign on it because we were psulim because of age or relation, etc. therefore there's no valid, the loan was a loan, so there's a loan here. But it's a milbal peh, because there's no shtar. Which means that an aloiv is believed as a parati on a milbal peh. Oh, imechirahi, in a case where it was a document for a sale, London, the character bestars that even though there was a, they went through the motions of a sale, but if they used the star as the kinyan, it wasn't a valid star kinyan because there was lacking an edus. No, that they can't say that. That imken malbal or shari zuzi bichti. There's a chazaka that you're going to go through this process. You're not going to go through the process of lending money and writing a bishtar that as a protection and then not do it right. And Rameir holds that that chazaka is so strong that they can't claim that they were psulim. So it's not believable. So in other words, Rameir agrees that you need to validate the shtar because maybe the whole thing is forged. He's not denying that you need, but once you validate it, it cannot be that they were kriving. So as soon as it's validated, even though they have a migu that they could have said we didn't sign, but they can't then turn around and say yes we signed but we were kriving, because Chazaka says they were not kriving. So Tosis points out that this is what the Mura refers to as a migu b'makom Chazaka. Chazaka meaning over here, not the chazaka the makar, but a halachic assumption. More like people say, chazaka, we have an assumption that ain't on Mays pun of his name. Like we had, the person wouldn't have the chutzpah to we had before Rav and Manal. That chazaka means there's an assumption the way the world works, and this is not true. So that's the word chazaka comes from assumption over there. So can you use a migo kenegad chazaka? So it's actually Gemara and Bava Basra and Daf Hey and Beis. The Gemara has it as a Shaila. And Tosfos says over here we see that Rameir holds Migo Machom Chazaka Lo'aminan. So why isn't this brought up over there in the Sugya over there in Bava Basra and Daf Hey and Beis as one of the riots to the Shaila? The more it comes out that it's not the more ends up with no. The more it brings the Shaila, the more it's not part of the Shaila. So Tosfos over here just asks that it leaves it as the Tzarchiyun. Tosfos and Bava Basra says that we recognize that within the world of chazaka, not all chazakas are equal. And i.e., some here we're saying the migamach of chazaka, yes, I mean alarm reading, we're not saying that every chazaka will be the same in regards to that issue. So the chazaka over there was chazaka eidon and prayer terch zmanu. Chazaka, a person is not pareya terch zmanu. If he doesn't takes a loan, he designates a time for the loan. He's saying because that's how long he needs it for. Holding on to the money for that extra time will allow him to use the money for other purposes. So there's assumption he does not pay terch zmanu. So a person comes in the bezin and says by milval peh, he says parati is believed, right? If he says parati tachzmanoi, he's not believed, and the malva collects. Okay, so if it's tachzmanoi and he says parati, he's not believed. If it's laachrasmanoi, so put that chazaka strong enough that we can collect. It's a very strong chazaka. This is a valid. This is strong as edim. We can collect if it the loan is due. And the Malba says, you know, I'd like to get money back a few days earlier. He says, you know what, like, you know, before it ended, comes in before it ended the loan. The Malba says, he said, listen, I have more time. He didn't say that. He said, no, I paid you already. It's not true. You didn't pay already. Let's say it's Achaz Manoi. And the Malba walks in bed and he says, yeah, I paid 3 weeks ago. Tex Manoi. Say you paid today. Say you paid yesterday. You would win. No. So the Chacham says I paid 3 weeks ago. So he has a Miku. He could have said he paid today. He would win. So what's the luck in that case? The worst, I don't know. Maybe the migo should in that situation should win. Even connect the chazaka. That's the more shallow with it. So Tosfos says that chazaka is even shown off the matimamin is a weaker chazaka than this chazaka over here. So Tosfos says, but this chazaka that the malva will not put psulim on a star is so strong that even migo will not work against it. according to her mayor. Okay. So Rashi, Alvanusim, my time aloy, name a pesha, so pesha hitter. Now this Rashi is out of order. Elam ken nasa begadol. Komai sa shtar begdolim. We assume that everything in the shtar was done with the proper individuals. Lekech b'moicher. Therefore, begabi edim nami arminin the chazaka ena lekech machtim by ketanim. So the chazaka is when we see the shtar, we assume that all the players involved were the proper age. Yeregu v'ayatim u'shecher hilchach. Kemina nami and nusim and yinomach was the foshes mashin of shai rishoyim. They say they went connected the halacha. So Robert says that can't be pshat. Madam shai shakasu loy b'shahayde b'shtar shakasu v'apiv nechtem mohedim. He says yes, the shai was written properly. I told Adam to sign. And the Malba tzarich l'kaima be'edim achasumim boy. The Malba does not need to validate the signatures. Shina loy b'shuv neman loy b'parati. If you can't say parati, connected the shtar. Lorminin Bahai, a Peshosu who shehitter. We don't use a Peshosu in this situation. The Mekim and Shomer Kosher Hoya, right? Huchzak Ashtar. Once they say that the star was valid, the star gets a full status of a star. Kim Paratib, Lomehemin. You can't say Parati connected to the star. Be Adam Alba. When it's still by the Alba, you cannot say Parati against it. Remember Nami, the Umr Ain. Now, Sarashi Lunds and Gomorrah. Remember Nami, the Umr Ain, the Monim, the Poistle, be Moida Loibisha Kosova Kummer. We're talking about, we're making it a Kimtza. When was the case that the mayor says that the Adam can't passel is when the Loib had been Moida. Several of Chechinen, Sue, the Adam, Lava Pumaya, Makai Mishtara. We don't need the Adam anymore. And so therefore, it's like the same for the Mishnah. There's no Pesha also anymore. So Nachman said to Rav Huna, "Ganav miskana batol, your lips like Ganav is done stealthily. You're trying to present it. This is like an independent idea, not part of that machlokes of Rameir and the Chachamim. Why? Can I show you vatlo? It's the Varecha, the Martiki Yechido. You're going like the Yochid. So if you say Elgar Meir, we're not going to believe you." So you said, yeah, this is a new din. It's not, you know, but I have to what you're doing. Isir l'chokr mayor. Ema l'chokr mayor. L'tzid g'lag k'mil se b'ampi n'apshah. Don't present it as an independent idea. Mar hech isir le b'mod b'shar shakasa. What do you hold? Kiosla k'mon. Malvin. M'vien shtoris. When the Malvin comes in, I tell him, k'ay mishter reichu. K'ach ani rogo l'mer. The Malvin. I tell them the Malvim Hamavim Shurasayim Lafanai when they come to Bezim with the star, and they don't bring the Adam with them. And Yomer look at him, I say, tell the Malvim, listen, Lachu Ubik Shu Edechem, go find your Adam. Vikimu and Mimakaim the star. Vavachi Avagav, the Moira Leibish Kosa, Motsi the Memor Parati, because Ram Nachman points out that the Leibish can say Parati against the star unless you're Mekaim the star, go find your Adam. Okay.
What's the result of someone can't pay off a star at the proper time?
The Malva has a right to demand payment at the time, and then we can seize property.
And if there's insufficient property?
If he doesn't have property, Can't make him give what he doesn't have. He just says, "Chayv." He still owes the money.
No, sure about it.
No, it's only by Ganeva.
What?
Person steals; he can't pay. Uses up the item that he stole. Can't pay back. So there's a difference in carbon.
The property that's used. Who gets to choose which property? Assuming that there's more than enough to.
The loiva has control of what he gives, but there are some rules, you know. We'll get to later on in the Masechta. Tosis just raised the question: this din of Moshe Shoshan is ain't circle kaima. The Meisur is amigu. So how do you understand that? So Tosis, Moshe Shoshan is ain't circle kaima. You know, let's leave it for tomorrow. It's important to us, and we'll talk about it.